Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Praise Arrow podcast. While I was preparing the script for today's video, I thought everyone's been raging about ChatGPT, so it would be a good idea to see what ChatGPT has to say on this topic and find out just how useful it is to me as a video creator. So I'm going to be reading a script, well, acting out or attempting to act out a script written by ChatGPT, after which I'm going to go over the content that I initially prepared for this video, and we're going to compare and contrast those, and I'll just talk about my general opinions on the sort of script that ChatGPT produced. So let's get into it. So I asked ChatGPT to prepare a script that talks about the definition and advantages of being an amateur. So this is going to be me going over ChatGPT's script. Here goes. Hello everyone, and welcome to today's video, where we will be discussing the advantages of being an amateur. Whether you're a hobbyist, a beginner, or simply someone who wants to try something new, the amateur status can bring many benefits to your life and personal growth. So let's dive into it. The word amateur comes from the Latin word amare, meaning to love. An amateur is someone who pursues an activity for the love of it and not for financial gain or professional recognition. So we've gone over the, definition so far. I mean, this is me speaking now, not ChatGPT. We've gone over the definition so far, and, the next line from here onwards just goes to the advantages. So this is the body that it prepared, the body of the text. So here are the advantages of being an amateur. First, time and pressure-free environment. One of the biggest advantages of being an amateur is that you are not bound by the same pressures and expectations as a professional. So you can take your time to learn and explore new things without the fear of failure or the need to meet deadlines. This creates a relaxed and stress-free environment, allowing you to fully immerse yourself in your hobby or interest. The second is room for experimentation. As an amateur, you have the freedom to experiment and try new things. You can take risks, try new techniques and styles, and explore different directions without worrying about the impact on your reputation or future career prospects. This opens up a world of creativity and possibility, allowing you to find your own unique voice and style. The third is no financial pressure. Another key advantage of being an amateur is that you are not financially dependent on your hobby or interests. You can pursue your passion without worrying about the financial burden, making it easier to focus on your growth and development. The fourth is a new learning experience. Being an amateur means that you have the opportunity to learn something new and expand your skills and knowledge. You can approach your hobby or interest with a fresh perspective without the baggage of past experiences or biases. This can lead to a deeper appreciation and understanding of your subject, as well as personal growth and discovery, self-discovery. The fifth is building a supportive community. Being an amateur also means that you have the opportunity to connect with like-minded individuals and build a supportive community. You can share your experiences, learn from others, and collaborate on projects, creating new relationships and memories along the way. In conclusion, being an amateur has many advantages and can bring a wealth of benefits to your life. From a relaxed, pressure-free environment to a new learning experience, it's the perfect opportunity to pursue your passions and grow both personally and creatively. So why not embrace your amateur status and see where it takes you? And this is the outro written by ChatGPT. And that's it for today's video. I hope you find it informative and inspiring. If you have any questions or would like to share your own experiences, please leave a comment below. And don't forget to like and subscribe for more great content. Thank you for watching. Signed, ChatGPT. I mean, that last bit was from me, but you get the point. Well, that wasn't half bad, if you ask me. And if you notice, I wasn't exactly using my own words. It was just completely ChatGPT's words. So I think if someone was actually going to use that video script, you wouldn't just read everything word for word. You would have to put in your own ideas and opinions and sort of, flesh the ideas out. So it's very useful, comes in handy, because if I was going to make a video, and like I'm going to do for the rest of this video, if I was going to write the script myself, I would have to parse the web for information of some sort, and ChatGPT just sort of compiles that information into a simple body of text and it saves you time. And the nice thing is that each time you send out the request, it's going to give you a sort of different set of answers. So it's not always the exact same thing. And you can just run that and find out what's most interesting to you. You could also be more specific. That's another thing. I wasn't exactly specific because in this video, I'm not going to be talking just about the advantages of being an amateur, but more specifically about the advantages of having the mindset of an amateur. Okay, so I think we should get into my part of the video now. So that's it for ChatGPT. My general opinion is it does a pretty neat job, and it's gonna be a very useful tool for script writers. No, not really script writers. I don't know. Let's just say content creators and all of that. Yeah, I should stop now because I'm not sure I've explored other uses enough. So I think this is what I've come up with so far, and that's my opinion on ChatGPT. But let's get right into my part of the video. As I said, I'll be talking about the advantages of having the mindset of an amateur. Now, first, I'd like to talk about why I think this is important, why I think this is an important topic to discuss. It's because I noticed that whether you're a novice, you're at intermediate level, or you're an expert, or, you know, professional, or master, what you do, there is this continuous tendency for us to fall into this loop of trying to do things perfectly. And then at some point, you discover that that initial curiosity, that initial desire to, that initial love for what you're doing, it just disappears. And when you have the mindset of an amateur, that's not really something that happens. So let's go group by group, that is, you know, different skill grades, different levels of expertise, and see how how the amateur mindset in general and these advantages can apply to them. So let's say if you're a novice and you're starting something for the first time, it almost goes without saying that you should have the mindset of an amateur. But that's not true for a lot of people. And it often is not, well, it's not always true for me, because when I saw something new at first, well, there are things that I sincerely do just enjoy, and I'm not trying to make money off of them, but I just put unnecessary pressure on myself. So pressure to do this perfectly, right? I just want to do anything I do perfectly, and you know what, it seems like I'm not doing it perfectly, I sort of give up at some point, which is crazy. I mean, why should that be the case? So that's why I said, as a novice, having the mindset of an amateur is really advantageous to you. So if you're the kind of person who starts something and you just want to be perfect from the get-go, it's good to want to do things excellently well. But if you just want to never make any mistakes and always do things perfectly, that's a recipe for, I wouldn't say failure, but it's a recipe for frustration, because you will make mistakes as a novice. And if you put so much pressure on yourself to always do things perfectly, you will eventually kill your love for what you're doing, right? So I would say, at the beginning of any craft, be open, just stay curious. Don't bother so much about becoming an expert overnight, because that's what happens very often. You're thinking, okay, I want to learn everything there is to learn. You want to learn so quickly and just become an expert within the shortest time possible. It's good to become an expert within the shortest time possible, but the cool thing about being an amateur is enjoying the journey. So thinking, oh yeah, yesterday I didn't know this, and today I know this. So that's fun, that's cool, and I just like the process of doing this. It's fun. Right? I've said fun a lot. Well, that's the point I'm trying to make, right? For novices, having the mindset of an amateur will help you get through the frustration that you feel sometimes when you're not getting the results you want to get, or help you not give up due to the pressure of just wanting to be an expert within the shortest time possible. So going to someone who is at intermediate level, or who is, you know, sort of, not really professional, but doing quite well at the skill. In this case, I actually think frustration, the prevention of frustration applies more to this set of people, because let's say you're already relatively good at what you do and you've done this for a while, now boredom can creep in. And, you know, the learning curve, not the learning curve now. I usually tell people that sometimes we think learning is a straight line. So learning just is a linear graph. You keep learning and with time, you're just improving. And there's a perfect correlation. Well, that's not the deal. What truly happens is you learn for a while and it looks like you're improving. And then it gets to a point and you sort of plateau. Well, at least you appear to plateau. And you feel like you're not necessarily making any stellar progress, right? You're not making stellar progress. You're not exactly making any obvious progress. And so that can get frustrating at some point. But what you're doing, the constant practice of that skill is actually still useful. It's building up. And at some point, you're going to see yourself make remarkable progress again. And that just keeps happening. So what happens to most people at the intermediate level is you've practiced this skill to a certain point that you're at a plateau. And when you reach a plateau, there's this desire to, you want to improve, but you're thinking, I'm working on this and I'm not necessarily seeing any progress. So why don't I just give up? Or maybe you might not necessarily give up, but you lose the excitement that you used to have for that. And so what I would just simply say is, if you're at that level, go back to the amateur mindset that you had. Right. Stay curious and don't be afraid to make mistakes. And I think this is a very pivotal moment for most people, because if you're going to become an expert, you need to just really handle everything that concerns your mindset at this point, because it's very difficult to change afterwards. So this is the point where you get told, okay, you need to change your standards. You need to conform to these certain standards and those certain standards. And a lot of that advice is good, but some of that advice is actually going to stifle your creativity, because people will always have their opinions of what you should be doing and how you should be doing it. But you're the one who decides to give yourself leeway. So in your mind, you want to give yourself some freedom to experiment and make mistakes, sort of, make mistakes within reasonable limits, of course. But you want to give yourself that freedom to try out new things without always being scared that you're not going to work out. So if you don't create that space for yourself, you will eventually lose your creativity, and eventually it will suck out all the love that you had for what you were doing. So at the point where you become an expert, I think by this point, you really should have sorted out everything that has to do with your mindset, like I said earlier. But the truth is, you know, life happens and sometimes as an expert, people tell you, oh my gosh, you're the best at what you do. You're amazing. And that can sort of get to your head and you start to feel like there's really not much to do. You know, you don't, especially when you do not see any immediate competition around you, you start to feel like there's really nowhere else to go. And you know, it doesn't get any better than this. But that is a recipe for a total recession in your skills. So if you get on that path, your skills, I mean, not just your love for what you do, but your skills are going to start to decline, because skills are boosted by curiosity, you know, for that desire for more. And so complacency it's easy for complacency to set in when you become an expert at what you do, a recognized expert, by the way. So I would say, just as an expert, you have standards to conform to, but you should find avenues to get yourself back to that point of excitement where you wanted to try something new. Look for sources, or maybe find some source of competition and find someone who inspires you in a certain way. Look for sources of inspiration that get you back to that point where you just really feel like there's so much more to learn. I think in practically every field, I mean, every creative field, there's always more to learn. There's always more to be discovered, but you have to get yourself to that point where you're willing to discover that. So staying curious, and that's not always easy. especially in terms of pressure. So when you're an expert, people expect you to always maintain a certain standard. And while you should maintain standards, you should also try to, as much as you can, eliminate the fear of failure, right? Because sometimes failure will still happen, and it is that failure that gives room to learning. So I guess that is about it, and that is how I think this can apply to different levels of expertise. And you know, the truth is, I'm in a lot of things I'm a novice, in a lot of things I'm at intermediate level, and is there anything I'm a real expert at? I'm not sure. But so this is just my opinion, and you don't have to take it word for word. So that's it for today, and I really hope you enjoyed both parts of this video. And if you haven't, please do subscribe, not just to this channel, but also to my newsletter. So that's where I share tips from time to time about how to live a great life, and just share updates on what's going on with my blog, my music, my podcast. So if you want to get in touch with me, you can always reply to the newsletter email, and I will do my best to respond as soon as possible. So thank you once again for listening or watching, depending on where you're viewing this from. And I hope that you have a great week ahead. All the best. Love you. Bye.